It's Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Bahar B'chukosai. Toshin Pei Aleph, Chof Hei Ir, Toshin Pei Aleph. Shir number 77, we're learning Shari Tshuva. And we are finishing Bezal Hashem, either now or the next year, Shar Aleph. We are in Ois Nun Beis. After discussing the different 20 principles of doing Tshuva to the greatest way possible, Rabbeinu Yonah now is going to list the 24 Chof Dalid Dvarim Hama'akvim Esa Tshuva that prevent a person from doing Tshuva. Now, what do those words mean? What does it mean, Chof Dalid Dvarim Hama'akvim Esa Tshuva? It sounds like if a person violates and does any of these 24 things, he cannot do Tshuva. They are Ma'akev, preventing. If you have a roadblock, it says road closed. It's preventing you from going on that road. You can't go. So we take the same understanding. It sounds like they're ma'akev the tshuva. You cannot do tshuva. That's not the pshat. Before we go further and list these chof dalet dvarim, we have to know the proper pshat. The pshat is chof dalet dvarim ha'ma'akev as a tshuva means, and I've seen Nesiv Shalom, the son of a rabbi, explained like this. Others as well. A person won't have the Siyata Deshmaya. We discussed in the past, the person needs the proper Siyata Deshmaya to do tshuva. Needs Hashem's assistance, Hashem's help. Without Hashem helping us, we're lost, we're gone, we're finished. Not finished totally, but in this case, the person needs tremendous, tremendous effort to overcome those hurdles. Because when we say Chof Dalet Dvarim Ha'akvim Esa Tshuva means that the person won't be able to do this tshuva with Siyata Deshmaya. He's on his own. And when he's on his own, it's much more difficult. So that doesn't mean he cannot do tshuva. It means it's much harder for him to do tshuva. Ve'etzker d'cho ha'me'ashe dibru rabbisein v'chazal etzim v'abra d'varim ha'akvim Esa Tshuva ve'eluhein. I will tell you, what are these 24 things a person, Rachman Atzlan, does on a regular basis, and or doesn't do tshuva on them? They will prevent him, they will create a situation that he will lose Hashem's assistance in doing tshuva. And he begins. What are the first ones he mentions? Rechilus v'loshen hara, a person who speaks rechilus v'loshen. You know, I can't believe, why did that person, you're such a nice person, why did they say that about you? What do you mean? Yeah, they said, they told me, I don't understand. Why would they tell me about that? That's not, I don't believe them. I'm not mekabel. I don't believe them. But in the meantime, what did the person just do? The person just spoke rechilus. You went ahead, not you personally, the person went ahead and went and told someone else something that this person said about you. And now they're tzaddik. I'm not mekabel. I don't accept it. I don't believe what they said about you. Why did they go and tell this to you? Why did they tell this to you? That's rechilus. You go from one person to another person and you tell them, yeah, this person said this about you. And it sounds so babyish. It sounds so childish. And it is. It is childish. It's a situation where a person forgets Hashem's running the world. And then there's Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara, we all know, a person is like a snake. The snake spoke Lashon Hara. A person who speaks Lashon Hara is like a nachash. You know what happens when you see a snake? You jump back, you run away. Person uses his tongue. It's interesting because the tongue is in a similar shape like the snake, like the body of a snake. It's very similar, and it's interesting how the vehicle, the tool that we use to talk with is the tongue that has that similar form of the body, the current body that the snake has. To make sure to use the tongue properly. So Rechilus and Lashon Hara is number one. It's Count it as number one. Bal Chema. What's Bal Chema? Person who gets angry. He's an angry disposition. He's a Bal Chema. He gets angry, as we discussed in Gemara and Shabbos. The person gets angry, he's going to be doing other Averis as well. Gaiva, Kas. It's all similar Averis. Similar personality and attitude. Hayom Amr Elay, I say Kach. The Yitzhara says, today you get angry, tomorrow you do this, tomorrow you do Avodah Zarah. So you say, oh, really, am I going to do Avodah Zarah? Sounds a little exaggerated. Chazal weren't exaggerating. Doesn't mean it happens the next day. But you know what Avodah Zarah is? Person speaks Lashon Hara. He forgets about Hashem. He's Kaifer. He's a denier of Hashem. Why is he speaking? Because that person did something wrong to me. I have to stand up for myself. Because no one else is standing up for myself. No one else. Hashem doesn't exist. So the person is getting angry. All of a sudden, he's taking things in his own hands. And he's speaking Lashon Hara. He's denying Hashem. Obama Achshava Ra. Person who has bad thoughts. It could be immoral thoughts. It could be jealous thoughts. It could be haughtiness. All these fall into the category of Machshava Ra. He's occupying his mind with evil thoughts. We're going to stop here, covering the first of the three, or four rather. Well, these are the first of the three of the 24 Devarim Akronas at Shuvah. Mitzvah Shem will continue next week. On our way to finishing Shar Aleph, the first gate of Shari Tshuva. Have a wonderful Shabbos.